From the newsroom at news.com.au.
A superstar's home gets raided by the cops, a scary incident on a Qantas flight to Perth, and an I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here contestant reveals how much he got paid. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Tuesday the 26th of March, and I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Claudia Coy. We're going to start in the US, because this is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Heavily armed agents from the Department of Homeland Security raided two homes owned by Sean Diddy Combs this morning. Mm. Now, the raids follow claims the rapper was engaged in sex trafficking. Two of Diddy's sons were escorted from one of the homes in handcuffs. It's unclear where Diddy himself is, but TMZ reported that his private jet has been spotted somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yeah, pretty wild day for Sean Diddy Combs there. Back home now, a massive search and rescue mission is underway in South Australia after a boat capsized off the coast of Port Lincoln. Five people were on board the private fishing vessel when it got in trouble last night. Now, two people were plucked to safety in the early hours of this morning, and unfortunately, the body of another person was located today. So hopefully they can find those other two missing people.
Moving on, there was a bit of drama on a Qantas flight from Melbourne to Perth last night. This sounds so scary. Okay, not long before they were due to land, passengers heard a loud bang.
Not what you want to hear.
Not ideal. The captain of the A330 quickly shut down the engines and requested a priority landing. The flight landed without incident, which is great, with the crew universally praised for their professionalism.
Yeah, well done, Qantas crew. To showbiz now, Brendan Favola has revealed how much he was paid to appear on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here back in 2016.
I got $250. Up front.
Whoa. $250,000.
Up front. And then $5,000 every show after the 2 weeks. So you'd lay there like on a Sunday and you think, oh, I hope there's not a, well, there's another 7 days. There's $35,000.
That audio from Fox FM's Fifi, Fev and Nick show.
And some music news now. Mel B has hinted that all five Spice Girls are getting back together for a new project.
Oh, okay. She says this every month, I swear.
This is the one, Bucky. Okay. This is one that's going to stick. The host of the US Today show tried to get her to spill details, but Mel B ended the chat right before she said too much.
This is going to be really good, and the fans are going to be, like, really happy about
really
it.
On
Can
fire.
We go see you on tour?
You're going to be able to...
Okay, Mel B, well, time to deliver, okay? Because I'm sick of her just making these claims. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, this is so sad. Mick Fanning has been rocked by another family tragedy with one of his brothers passing away. Now, it's actually the third brother the surfing champion has lost. He lost a brother back in 1998 and another one in 2015.
And finally, AFL legend Wayne Carey has threatened to boycott the game.
Okay, big call.
He's outraged.
Oh, okay? About what?
Outraged that Essendon player Peter Wright was reported for a bump on a Sydney player over the weekend, with Carey calling the decision, get this, weak as piss.
Oh, strong language.
Here's what he had to say on his Truth Hurts podcast.
I'm prepared to say if Peter Wright gets suspended for whatever weeks he gets, I will not watch a game of AFL footy. Jeez, I'm done.
That is
I'm
strong.
Jumping ship. I will not watch footy for as long if he gets weeks. I'm not going to watch it for as long as he's out of the game.
Oh, Mr. Carey is fired up, isn't he? We'll wait and see what happens at the tribunal. And you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.